The Six Nations Wildlife and Stewardship Office are currently running a project on aerial insectivores, which are primarily birds and bats, and the Wildlife and Stewardship Office are interested in doing a traditional ecological knowledge study on those species. The project will require local volunteers who have knowledge with those animals and will eventually result in dedicated surveys and training and stewardship opportunities to encourage and improve the health of species at-risk birds on Six Nations. So here to talk to me about the project is Lauren Jones, Wildlife and Stewardship Manager for Six Nations Wildlife, Lands and Resources. So thank you for taking some time to talk to me this morning, Lauren.
Thank you for talking to me. I'm very appreciative. Thank you so much.
I wanted to start by asking if you could detail a little bit more about the project and what exactly it is that you guys are doing with it.
Yeah, of course. So this project, we have some partners on this. We're working with Nature Canada. They helped us apply to the funding, which is being funded by ECCC. And the whole point is to study these birds on the reserve. The issue that we've run into a lot is we actually don't have a whole lot of information on these birds within the confines of the reserve. There's quite a bit of information, you know, kind of outside, but unfortunately there's just not that much data available to us on these birds specifically on the reserve. These species in particular, though, they are all decreasing in numbers across North America. Many of them are considered to be special concern or threatened or endangered. And so I think it's very important to see what the status of them are on the reserve and how they're using this habitat. Because for many species and for many areas across Ontario, they don't have the habitat that Six Nations does. So we're kind of a refuge for these species in a lot of way, or at least we think we are.
And talking about status, why is the focus of this project aerial insectivores? Can you talk about the role that they play in our ecosystem and the benefits that come from having them here on the territory?
So they're very cool. They're just a cool subsection of species. The definition of aerial insectivores is literally that they catch flying insects at like midair. So if you think of like swallows and how they like swoop and how they kind of move around, they're just aesthetically, they're very, very important. Obviously, any species in an ecosystem has an important part in that food chain and in the environment in general. There's also like, you know, like they're included in like creation stories, for example. Like for I read some old stories given to me by the Polytechnic Institute that specifically mentioned bats, for example. Like, I think that just inherently they're very important, but obviously scientifically they're very important as well, because if they're gone, then what's going to be eating all those mosquitoes that bother us so much, right?
And when are you hoping to start this project, or is it already ongoing?
So it's somewhat already all ongoing. We did do some wildlife, like incidental wildlife observations when we did our ELC project, which I believe I've spoken to you guys in the past about.
Yep.
So we've gotten some data from that. We've also compiled all of the historic data that we have. So we do have a biological inventory that we've kind of picked out all the data that we need from that. And now the next step is to try and get input from Six Nations community members and try and see if we're missing anything, basically. And then based on that information, the hope is that we'll be able to use that to better inform where we should be looking for these species on the ground this summer.
And you mentioned the biological inventory here on Six Nations, and one of the things that is a big part of it is it hasn't been updated since 1985. And this project is supposed to enhance that. In what ways will you be able to help update the inventory with this project?
Well, so the inventory is a fantastic document. We've been referring to it as the Bible here. One of the drawbacks, though, is just the fact that it's so old. And so, like, I have it. It was made in 1985. And since then, you know, we've had little projects here and there, which are obviously helpful, and don't want to discredit that at all. But this will hopefully be a little bit more comprehensive, at least for this species. And just having that updated data will give us an idea of what kind of changes could we potentially make on the reserve to foster these species to continue to come back here and to help these species proliferate, right? There's also the idea of, like, because it's so old, we only have that point in time. So if we can kind of update it, maybe we'll be able to see what kind of population trends are there are on the reserve as well. We know that, you know, across North America, these species are generally declining, but maybe we're lucky. Maybe they're going up on the reserve specifically. We don't know yet.
And you mentioned that you are looking for input from community members, and on this project, you guys will need volunteers who have knowledge about where to find these species here on Six Nations. Can you talk about what exactly you're hoping from volunteers, what volunteers will be able to bring to the project?
Yeah, for sure. Well, so for starters, like, the people that live here, they know this area best, right? Like, it would be really stupid of me to go in and just assume that I know everything, having not lived on Six Nations ever. And so I think that input is very important. Another, like, so physically where the birds are and how they're using their habitat is very important information, but also what these birds mean to community members themselves. I think that's really important information to pass on for future generations. And I think that's really important that Six Nations is represented in that way. As you probably know, like, there's a lot of instances in Canadian history in which Indigenous viewpoint has not been represented anyway. And then, so this is kind of an opportunity to do that in this project.
And what exactly does being a volunteer on the project entail? You mentioned you're going to be trying to interview people, but will they actually be on the ground with you guys during the judging, like, the areas?
I mean, I would love that, but no.
Okay.
I mean, any excuse to get out there, right? But no, like, so the actual interview process will essentially be like workbook style. Just come in. I'm going to feed you. I'm going to give you some drinks. and then we just kind of go through these specific species. So, for example, if we're asking about barn swallow, then we'll kind of go through what a barn swallow looks like, how it flies, what are some identifying things. And then we'll kind of ask questions like, have you ever seen this species? Where on this map have you seen these species? And we'll kind of mark it roughly on the map. Now, I do want to note here that, like, there's no, like, need to be, like, super specific if the interview person being interviewed doesn't feel comfortable sharing that information. You can choose to omit as much as you want. You can choose to expand out that thing so it's not super specific. Like, I'm just happy that you're sharing any knowledge with me. But generally speaking, it will be roughly on this map. And then we'll kind of go into, where do you think they could be? If this is the habitat that they like, where do you think on the reserve that they could be? And then we kind of get into the further parts of the project. So, in terms of if there's an Indigenous name for that species, I'm very interested in hearing that. And generally speaking, on the reserve, what changes have you seen in this area? Or do you see multiple of them? Do you see one of them? Things like that. Just, it could be really broad. It could be really specific. It doesn't really matter to me. I think that it's all valuable information, and whatever data we can get, I'm appreciative for.
So how does anybody interested in volunteering get signed up for that?
So you can contact my phone directly if you don't feel like calling my number at the office. So you can give me a call. There's two Laurens in my office, Lauren Jones is the one you want to talk to. The number is 519-445-0330, extension 4438. Alternatively, you can also email me, which is just my name, laurenjones@sixnations.ca, all spelled out, laurenjones@sixnations.ca. And yeah, we also have a Facebook page as well. So even if interview or people within the community don't necessarily want to be interviewed, but still want to be a part of the project in some way, you can also contact me then, and I'll make sure that you know when we're going out and doing surveys, for example, or if you want to volunteer property to get surveyed, if you know that you have bats there and you want to see if they're an endangered species, for example. We're also working with Turtle Dove petting zoo and aviary, and they've been fantastic. They've already volunteered to get their area looked at, and I really just want to make those connections and kind of just really involve the community in this project, because I think it's very important.
So plenty of ways to get a hold of you and get involved in the project if that's what you want to do. And once the project gets off and running, what are you hoping to be able to do with the information gathered and to put it back into use within the community?
So the hope is that once we have all this data, when we have the historical data, when we've done the TEK interviews, when we've done the surveys, and we've actually said, oh, these species are using this area, or this species is really declining and could use our help, then ideally we want to come up with some sort of stewardship. So that could mean planting a habitat, that could mean building nest boxes, that could mean just like generally potentially making some sort of policy change or just kind of outlining this for council and decision-making processes. We don't know yet, unfortunately, because we don't know what needs our help. We don't know how to best help them. So that part's a little bit up in the air. But that's another opportunity in the TUK interviews as well, because if somebody has a suggestion, we'll definitely take that under consideration.
And lastly, I know you touched on this earlier a little bit, and you stated that you're hoping to determine what these species mean to the Six Nations community members in terms of storytelling and the type of cultural importance that these species represent to the community as well. Can you just touch on why that is such an important detail of this project?
Well, so I think for me, what it comes down to is that Indigenous viewpoints have not been represented enough in world history in general. But if you want to get more specific, you know, like you constantly hear about, you know, like Ontario or Canada makes this decision and Indigenous people everywhere are just like, why would you do that? That's stupid. And it turns out Indigenous people were right. And I think that that's an opportunity to just kind of get that on record and say that, you know, like, this is how Indigenous people have treated this animal. This is how we've stewarded our lands. And I think that's important to make that viewpoint known. besides that, even within Six Nations community, we can then use that information and then transfer that on to younger generations and use that as like a land-based learning tool. I think that there's a couple different ways that that information could be used. And ultimately that's up to Six Nations community members as well too, right? So, yeah.
Thank you for doing this again, Lauren. And hopefully this project is successful and we're able to see some more great results from you guys down at the Six Nations Wildlife and Stewardship Office.
Yeah, thank you so much. And please, like, if you guys are interested, just reach out and I'll tell you all you need to know.
Definitely. That was Lauren Jones from the Six Nations Wildlife and Stewardship Office.